אוכל פרוטיהם על המזה וכן יקיים לא לעולם הבא ואלוהן כיבור אביהם וחלטים וכוח עליהם לעשרכים להשיבה פן הכנסת והבת של הבן אדם לחברו ונשת אשתו ותותרה כנגד כולם לעולם יהיה אדם מיני שמע בסתר ואדם למדל להאמת ודבר אמן ולבוא וישכים למען בון עלמים ועדן העלים לא עסק אתנו ענה אדמה בלעים תעניין לבנך כי ערך מהרבים עוד עלי שבעה נעשה לך נעשה ועשה את אחת מנך עלי כשבך Ika alin chabal mecha mana the machin the machastein the machit kotein the machkochenu machvoretein the mana mana finecha mana the machvoretenu alo akol agi burin kainu finecha vasheshen kolo yu vachachemi gavli mada uvini gavli askel ki chol maaser tov vemecha yenu mehev the finecha mada ra adam min abima ayin ki Thank you.
اللي صوتها ما عم نسمع شيء.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Jack. Thank you. That's why I want my wife to do the special thing. I don't see it during the week. I'm not sure if you're working. You're working. Make money. So.
You know that I can jump, you have a sugar up, keep it in the Father, Adonai, Adonai, ويكتب عمود الى كل حسيدات من الاخرين Salve, 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 salve Hey. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh,
Oh, hi. How was your dinner last night?
Yeah. You know, my wife is a great cook. You know,
I don't know that. I don't see
it. She only has 14.
I'm
telling you, we're getting old. I can't deal with it.
Today I'll have to come to my apartment today.
We have in this week's parasha Bil'am, the prophet of the Goyim, who wants to curse the Jewish people, Barbinan, and ends up giving blessings, but the Gemara says an amazing thing. All of the blessings that he gave, in the end, the curse that he wanted to give, eventually, due to the sins of the Jewish people, came true. Except for one thing. Matobu Ohalecha Yaakov. He wanted to abolish the shuls, Batei Knesiot, and Batei Midrashot, and the study halls. Matobu Ohalecha, how goodly are your tents, Yaakov. Mishkenotecha is talking about the shuls and the study halls. But Hashem Yitbarach did not allow that to come to pass, because there's no Jewish people without that. We know in Judaism, you want to go it alone, it's not working. You need the shul, you need the study hall, you need the rabbis, you need the direction. It's impossible without it. So this Hashem did not let come true in any way, manner, or form. It's a story in the Gemara that they told Rabbi Yochanan, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, there's people who are living to a ripe old age in Babel, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, I don't know. I don't really believe that. It says in the Torah, Lema'an yirbu yemechem v'meh berechem al ha'adama. Length of days is in Eretz Yisrael. They told him, these people who are living long, they come early to shul and they stay late. They hang out in the shul. He says, oh, now I understand. What did he understand? They're still not in Eretz Yisrael, so they come early and they stay late in the shul. Maharsha says, you see from here, that our shuls and Batei Midrashot have the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. We draw a bit of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and this gives long life. And I always say, people come to shul, says, you know, a lot of, I go to shul, see a lot of old people. See a lot of old people, it's the other way around. They're old because they're in the shul. That's why they get old, because they're in the shul. Anyway, today is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Today is 17th Tammuz, that the tablets were broken when Moshe Rabbeinu came from the mountain. And this brought forgetfulness of Torah. The way to fix it is Tammuz. Tammuz is the letter Zichru, Torah Moshe. Remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. To work on being in the shul, in the Bet Midrash, learning, and in this way, we fix this that got messed up on this day with Tahit Ha'Egel. And I want to tell you a way that we can have a portion in the redemption and the fixing of this issue. And this is by helping our shul, Sha'ari Ezra, which I'm asking you to help today. It's very uncomfortable for me to do this, to ask for money for the shul, but that is exactly what I'm doing. We have something unique going on here in the shul, B'li'al Nara. We have a tremendous love and camaraderie. We have people of all stripes and influences. And it's clear, one thing is clear in the Holy Writings. We're only going to be redeemed with oneness and faith. And all that we do here, our people who are here are having in mind, whatever we're doing, we're learning, we're praying, we're having in mind to increase our faith, increase our Yirat Shamayim. What's going to bring Mashiach? People having oneness and faith. Is the whole world going to do this? No, it's not ever going to happen, that the whole world is going to do this. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, Afilu be'kenishtahada, even one group, one shul. We are striving to be that group with the oneness and faith that's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, and it's not a metaphor. So what I'm asking you today is to buy a share in a stock that can't go down. Why am I doing this? It's not the job or function of a rabbi. And the answer is simple, we're bankrupt. It's that simple. We did not have a tenant this winter, and whatever the circumstances is, this is the reality. So, listen, there are a lot of thoughts about this. Guy says, you know, I don't want to know what this guy wants from me. I come for 11 weeks. I come for the summer. And it's not my problem. I'm not obligated. And you know what? It's all true. You're not obligated. No one's obligated. And that's exactly the beauty of it. When one does these things out of love, this is what Hashem looks at. No one has to buy a share. But I'm just telling you, Rabotai, it's a great investment. It's zechuyot for now, zechuyot for eternity. So we're asking you, please, help us. Help us simply to keep the doors open. We're not asking you for refurbishing, for fancy things, for marble floor. We want to keep the place open. It's that simple. And talking to you from the bottom of my heart, I know that we love each other and we're all together in this. Do what you can. Do what you can and do more than you can. So we can have this beautiful place continuing and marching us towards Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen ve amen.
Amen.
Which song?
Is that for America? 202 is a God one.
Is that Bat Rahel? Gloria Bat Rahel, Dina Bat Batia.
Thank you. ובלה
Thank you.